Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies were called out to an area near Sproul Creek Road Tuesday morning after receiving a 911 call that a dead body had been found. Once deputies reached the scene, they were directed to an area that served as a transient encampment site near the Alder Point Crossing. They found human remains. Sheriff's detectives were then dispatched to the scene. The body of an adult male was located partially covered, and the death is being treated as a suspicious incident. The time and the manner of death are undetermined, and the identification of the body is ongoing. On October 4th, the family of 58-year-old Rio Dell resident Arnie Torgerson issued a statement that he was missing and that friends and family were actively searching for him. Family members suspected that Torgerson was trying to make his way home to Rio Dell from Del Norte County. The family has confirmed that Torgerson was found last week on the 8th in Del Norte County. He was deceased. The County Administrator's Office issued a press release on Tuesday announcing that Humboldt County government has once again been recognized for its excellence by the California State Association of Counties. Humboldt County was recognized with a Challenge Award for the effectiveness of its series of public meetings regarding the county budget. The public participated in those meetings, and feedback from the public was used as the Board of Supervisors crafted the budget package. The county was also recognized with a Merit Award for its Mobile Outreach Program, which is administered by County Health and Human Services. The program is aimed at the homeless in outlying areas who may not be receiving necessary services. Supervisor Rex Bone said in a statement that this is another example of how Humboldt County is doing more with less, and it's great to be recognized for the services we provide. The California Highway Patrol has issued another statement reminding drivers to slow down, and that message has been reinforced with a series of storms that are moving through the region. Last week, the CHP responded to two traffic collisions involving drivers and work crews near the King Salmon exit on Highway 101 south of Eureka. Late Tuesday afternoon, the CHP responded to yet another collision in the area around the work site, and the CHP is pointing to excessive speed while driving on wet roads in rainy weather as a contributing factor. That series of storms is expected to last into next week, and drivers are reminded to slow down and drive according to the conditions, which this morning have meant everything from very heavy downpours to light, persistent rain. The Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District is asking residences and businesses to conserve water over the next 2 days as work is done to a main water supply line in the Alder Grove area in Arcata. New equipment is being installed at the site, and water supply to that area will be temporarily shut off. The shutdown could last anywhere from 12 to 24 hours, and customers to the district and surrounding areas are asked to conserve water so as not to overtax the system. The water shutoff will affect approximately 11 retail customers in the immediate work area, and the work is part of a project to interconnect the water systems in Eureka, Arcata, and McKinleyville to provide redundancy to water supply during emergencies. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County Schools Superintendent Gary Eagles appeared on Talk Shop on Tuesday and, along with curriculum specialist Linnea Mandow, discussed the changing face of education in Humboldt County. A new parent partnership program is working with non-English-speaking parents of local school children.
The community here locally has changed dramatically over the years. And what we want to do is ensure that the parents of the children who are in our schools feel comfortable about participating in the school activity.
Eagle said that parental involvement is key.
Linnea's work is focusing in on those who do not have necessarily the English background, but we want the same outcome for them. We want them to actively participate. And so this parent partnership program is quite multidimensional, which includes not only parent language education, but also education about what the American school system is.
Linnea Mandow pointed out that language education is important to all school children and that it helps those who need better English skills as well as local students learning a second language.
Helping the families who don't speak English at home and the students who come into the schools without learning English to strengthen their English and learn English as quickly as they can while maintaining their primary language for the future, and also encouraging students in the public schools to expand their horizons.
Eagle said that the changing face of our community means a changing face in how we educate our children. And that's the news on this very rainy Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.